of the meeting. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order of the Pahoa Valley Healthcare District Corporation. Would you take attendance by polling the board, please?
Yeah. Gabriel Cox? I see her. Jasmine?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Gabriel Cox?
Here.
Najera? Nunez?
Here.
Pimentel?
Here.
Frio?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. I'm trying to get my agenda up. Is there any recommendations from the board for future agenda items? Hearing none, we'll move the board agenda to public comment. Beatrix, will you read the criteria for public comment, please?
Yes. Now is the time for public comment. If you wish to speak, please find the hand icon on the bottom of your screen and click on the icon to raise your hand. I'll call you by name when it is your turn. We ask that you please state your name at the beginning of your comment. Once you begin speaking, the timer will start. The countdown timer will display on the screen. If you're calling by phone, please dial *9 now to join the speaker queue. This will virtually raise your hand. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. Please dial *6 to unmute yourself and begin to speak. At the end of your 2 minutes, your microphone will be muted automatically. Now I'll say in Spanish. Ahora es el tiempo que la Junta de Directores recibirá comentarios del público. Si gustaría dar su comentario en español, tenemos servicio de traducción disponible para asistir. Si desea comentar, busque el icono de la mano en el fondo de la pantalla y haga clic para levantar la mano. Esto lo colocará en la fila para hablar. Cuando sea su turno de hablar, le llamaré por su nombre y verá una ventana emergente en su pantalla preguntándole si quiere activar su micrófono. Por favor, acepte y comience a hablar. Si se ha unido a través del teléfono, por favor, marque *9 para levantar la mano y estar colocado en la fila para hablar. Cuando sea su turno, le llamaré por los últimos 4 dígitos de su número de teléfono. Por favor, marque *6 para activar su micrófono. Al final de sus 2 minutos, su micrófono será desactivado automáticamente. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody in the queue wishing to address us tonight?
No, we have no one.
Okay. So we'll close the public comment period and move on to the bulk of the agenda, which is to address a resolution regarding a loan from the Packard Foundation. Noelle, are you online? Are you going to tee this up for us?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to defer to Cecilia. She's the one that's been negotiating this agreement. She can give you background and status as to where we are. I can tell you my office has looked at it and made some comments. And so we'll let Cecilia take the start and then fill in as needed.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go off mute. Sure. Forgive me for taking a step back. I know a couple of you have been more involved in this than others, but I am sure you probably know, the David and Lucille Packard Foundation, which is based in Palo Alto, is an incredibly large philanthropic organization that does a terrific job planning out its investment strategies around certain goals and objectives in healthcare, and it is absolutely one of them that they have long invested in. They are very, very interested and have been in this particular geography, and that was part of what we talked to them about as well. In our case, with the pace of what we were doing, it was going to be very difficult to obtain grant money. We were out of their cycle. It's a very formal organization with a process, but they were wonderful with us. And what they did do is they talked to us about an existing loan program that they had They call them community investment loans. And effectively how this works, and it was groundbreaking for us, because when we were raising money, we had to tell donors, hey, we need money now. But the way it works with Packard is that if we could talk to both corporations or individual donors who wanted to think into the future about their contribution to the hospital, that Packard would be able, through this program, to pre-finance, basically give us any pledges that people committed over the next 3 years, they could give us that money now. And given our need to raise working capital for the balance sheet, this was actually, by the way, I would add, one of the few institutional programs that we had talked to that was open to financing working capital. A lot of them wanted to help us get the deal done, but working capital sometimes feels like a black box to both donors and lenders, but they were down. So they gave us this period of time through August 31st to go out and get pledges. And we went out and got about $6.3 million of future year pledges that the donors would fill out the form and they would say, I'm going to pay X amount on this date in 2023, 24, or 25. But it had to be no later than December 31st, 2025. Of the $6.3 million that was committed on these pledge forms, 5.5 of that came from two places. So 4.5 million of this are the future year contributions from Kaiser Permanente. They've committed to a 1.5 million in each of the next 3 years. And another million of this future pledge is Roland Reveley's and his wife's gift to the project, which is committed for, I can't remember exactly the date, it's future. So to the loan program, and there was a draft loan agreement. This is not a final loan agreement, but a draft loan agreement was included with your materials. The way the loan works is that they will be issuing a wire transfer to the hospital in this amount of $6.3 million during the first week of October. And this will be a really terrific cash infusion that'll really help us through that final portion of the year when a lot of our initiatives are still in the implementation phase. So repayment, you do have to, how do you get the money back? It's really interesting. It's exactly timed with the commitments of the gifts. So principal payments are due on a schedule that has been established based on when these donors said they were going to pay. And so we've had Sumer and our philanthropic staff look at that, align it, and we're very clear that that payment schedule lines up really nicely. The obligation on our part is that we pay interest on the loan and hold on to your seats. The interest is a whole 0.5%. So last time I checked, Marcus is smiling. This is better than free money. It's like, this is better than free money given the today's cost of money. So it's an incredibly generous program. And those interest payments are made twice a year also in a schedule that is laid out in the loan agreements. So why are these loan agreements not final? I'm going to highlight for you the two issues, which Noelle can certainly, and Allison, I'm sorry, who has been really on point also for these issues. The two big issues we have with the way the loan documents are currently written, and know that because they do these loans all the time, I think a lot of this for them is boilerplate, but for us doesn't work. So the two issues that we need to resolve before we would want to have this agreement signed. One of them is that there is a financial covenant that says that without their, no one can get to it later, but it really, really hamstrings us in taking out any additional debt. And I think that my sense is in, the back and forth that we had yesterday with their counsel, she's open to considering ways to make this more flexible for us, but we were not able to resolve those language. Our counter proposal to them was to say that anything up to $10 million that we can go out and issue debt, because things that we're thinking about, just so you know, the things that might fall into this, we might want to establish a working capital line of credit that's collateralized by the accounts receivable. that could be a good tool for us if there's timing issues with the way money comes in. The way this agreement is written currently, we could not do that without their permission. And there are other things. Noel reminded me that the hospital has an obligation to replace, no later than February, we have to replace the security deposit money that was placed with MPT. You know, so we're not talking about tens of millions of dollars of debt financing, but the hospital needs to be able to take out some debt. Oh, another good example is the cath lab. I mean, technically, the way this is written, you can even finance the cath lab. So when we can, Noel and Allison can chime in a moment, but I think what we're looking for is board approval subject to obtaining the necessary flexibility on terms that are substantially in line with our alternative, which is to create a $10 million threshold before Packard has the right to weigh in, and then also be sure that even above that, that their approval could not be unnecessarily withheld. The other issue, which I am quite sure that we're going to resolve, a lot of this was just last minute stuff. The agreement just came in this week. The way the agreement is written, it could be more clear. I don't think they're trying to prevent the project from reorganizing itself as a philanthropy for the hospital. Again, this is boilerplate for them, but the way it's written now, it's not clear that that would be smooth. And so Allison and Noel have created draft language for them that is very clear that that kind of corporate reorganization would be permissible. But other than those two things, I think that the remaining feedback that council has given to Packard is cleanup. I mean, I don't think it falls within the category of things that you need to be made aware of tonight, but those two things are. And so what we're seeking tonight, and Allison and Noel would check me here, is a authorization for Stephen to execute the loan agreement subject to the revision sought by council and the two topics that I just raised with you. Noel, do you want to add anything? Because I may not have done that justice, or Allison.
I think you did a great job. The board should give staff some flexibility on what those loan covenants might look like. If the $10 million is not acceptable to Packard, then some sort of understanding of what the next option might be. With the issue being it's critical that this get signed as soon as possible and not having to have another board meeting to get board approval for that. So Cecilia, the best that you can describe what would be optimal, the better.
Yeah, I think, you know, $10 million was one idea we had. I know that the working capital line of credit that they had against the AR prior to the sale, I think was only in the amount of $7 million. So we've actually overshot that a bit. But the cath lab is $1 million worth of financing. So that number felt about right. And I do think we want the working capital line of credit, not that we'll use it, but that it'd be available. I have a feeling that those two things are going to be fine. And they may even be fine with the 10, but as Noel said, I think we're going to need a little bit of latitude to sort out, if you're comfortable with this, exactly what would be acceptable flexibility and what would not. I mean, we certainly know this is an issue and do not want the language to read the way it does today. Other questions about the loan agreement or on that topic? I think, again, the other issue we want to resolve with them related to certain covenants around corporate structure changes. It was never designed to, you know, I just don't think she thought that through because, she doesn't want to prevent that from happening. I'm sure we'll resolve that easily.
Exactly. This is a template, as you said, and Pajaro does not fit well to a template, as we all know, because things are moving at a very quick speed. And so things that may not be an issue for anybody else are an issue. So I think they're the, you know, the idea is the project potentially would be reorganized to be the charitable arm of the hospital. And so I don't think there's going to be a problem with that.
You know what? I think I just failed to mention something that might be sort of significant. Why are we even talking about the project with the loan agreement? The project and the hospital corporation are co-borrowers in this agreement. That's why that matters. And the reason for that is because one of the two entities has to have a tax exemption, because obviously Packard Foundation does not lend money to non-tax exempt organizations. So that is the reason. The project board has already approved this agreement with the same kinds of flexibility that we're asking you for. They did that on Tuesday. I'll mention one other thing, just if you don't know what questions to ask, I'll answer one before you think of it. Risk. What is there risk here? Are we taking on risk associated? You know, the major risk is that one of these donors in the $6.3 million does not fulfill their pledge. And I think that given that risk, it gives me fairly good comfort to know that the lion's share of these commitments is coming from just the two places, and in both Roland as well as Kaiser have signed agreements saying that they will provide this money. So I think that in the event the remaining $800,000 here and there, people drop pledges, it's not, I mean, it's not material.
So are there any questions from the board of Cecilia or Noel on what we're being asked to consider? Thank you, by the way, for that summary.
Sure.
And the work involved to get us to this point.
Well, you should thank Dory. When she first started talking to them, I had no idea why she thought this was so valuable, because I didn't think there was any way we were going to raise that much money in pledges. Boy, was I wrong.
We learn something every day, don't we?
On this deal, for sure.
Well, I have a question, or you turn my question into a comment, so I appreciate Noel and Cecilia for bringing up the restriction on future debt, so I'm glad to hear that we're on that, and I was going to ask about those clauses that impact, but I don't have to. So thank you. I think that is going to be part of our motion, that we authorize staff on with legal counsel to negotiate under those parameters. My comments are starting with deep gratitude, and I was, thank you, Slude, Dory, Carlos. A lot of people early on were envisioning how we can build in some bridge loan funding like this, and more importantly, to David Lucille Packard Foundation, they went out on a limb early on with some, conceptual commitments that I really appreciate that. That gave everybody the opportunity to discuss how future pledges could still play a role in this acquisition. And I'm just grateful we're grateful to the City of Watsonville, we're grateful to the County of Santa Cruz, we're grateful to Senator John Laird and Assemblyman Rivas, we're grateful to all the staff, the nurses, everybody who contributed and worked. I mean, there's so many lists, and now we're grateful to the Packard Foundation. Without any one of those players, we wouldn't be here. So for Packard Foundation to stand up and provide that loan, and even the risk at a worst case scenario, we're still getting a loan at 0.5% interest. I mean, we're going to have to borrow some money in the near future. And the fact that we've got, worst case scenario, well, we have to pay back money at 0.5% interest. That'll be the best loan in the history of the next 120 years, perhaps, of this hospital. So just thank you for everybody who's worked on this. My comment is minor, and I don't necessarily need us to renegotiate with everybody. But early on, I had concerns about the naming conventions we'd have in agreements. And we had a very, very long name, Power Valley Healthcare District Corporation, District Hospital Corporation. And we talked about, instead of referring to ourselves as a corporation in documents, that we would, come up with a better name. And as a default, I'd like to see us, adopt District Hospital on documents instead of corporation as a default acronym or naming convention. I know in certain places we refer to ourselves as PVHCDHC, or we call ourselves the corporation. And I'd prefer that we just adopt a naming convention when we shorten that up.
You're talking about how we create defined terms, it sounds like.
In the board reports or in the resolution and in the agreements, they're a little bit different. But I'd like us to adopt a standard convention that we think of the project, we think of the district hospital, things like that are more consistent and clear to the public who's reading things.
Noel, maybe you can come up with some suggestions. It sounds like Marcus has already given some thought to that. So,
sure. Sure. Yeah, if we had time, we could have gone through this whole document and just called it hospital. That would have looked good. We would have had the formal name and then put in hospital. And so that's certainly something that can be done in the future. We would call it hospital, not district hospital, because we want to keep that separate.
But yeah, thank you.
Totally appreciate it and get that. And that should be common and customary in agreements.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, that PVHD thing does not work. It just...
It's a mouthful.
Otherwise, I will, you know, when we get there, I'm ready to move the recommendation, but I want to allow my other board members to have any comments.
So are there any other comments from other board members?
Just a question about where the relationship with the David Lucile Packard Foundation goes from here. And I mean, this is such a generous thing that they did for us. And like Marcus said, is a huge risk to them. And they did, you know, this incredible thing for our community. I mean, have there been any other conversations with that foundation about where we go from here and any future work that we can team up on? As you said, they love to... they'd love to give here in the Pajaro Valley and along the Central Coast, mm-hmm. and communities just like ours. And I think it behooves us to not try to keep this relationship going and have this just be the first of many things that we work on together. So have there been any other conversations about that? I know that this has been, you know, a crazy 6 months or however long it's been since we started this journey, but anything?
Early on when we were talking to them, as you know, this is all about relationship development. So now we have that relationship, and you're right, we need to foster this relationship. But early on, we, you know, were educated about how they work, what their investment priorities are. So I think we've learned. Caitlin Bruhn, again, she's done so much for us, but she really, really thoughtfully approach the options with them. So we have team members who I hope in some fashion will stay with us as we create a philanthropy that should nurture that relationship and continue to talk with them about what's nice about a foundation like Packard Foundation is that they have priorities. And we now know that this geography, this topic, this is very much in line with what they do. So I hear you, Tony, that this is hopefully the beginning of a long relationship with them.
I know it's a bit off the subject, but have we made sure to invite them to have a representative at the ribbon cutting on the 17th? Anybody know what
I sure hope so, but you know, I'll check on that. I don't think we have anyone on the phone who can confirm that for sure, but I will absolutely check. I sure hope so.
Yeah, I'll be following up with June as well. Okay. So any other comments or questions from the board before we move on to a
motion? Oh, I just got confirmation from some way that they are invited. They are.
Oh, good.
So I'll move staff's recommendation with adding reinforcing that we authorize our CEO, Steven Sellier, to work with staff and legal counsel to continue to negotiate the items as discussed in this presentation. And I'll ask that we, not as a motion, as a direct motion to this action, but ask that legal counsel reviews, you know, what form do we need to have an agreement, operating agreement between the project and the hospital, the district. Because we're both co-borrowers in this, so I'd like to understand how we cement our expectations in a future discussion.
Sure. The agreement has both parties as jointly and severally liable. So either one, in terms of this agreement, and then on a future agenda is to discuss the project and all that.
Yep. So I'm moving staff's recommendation with the clarity of authorizing the CEO to negotiate, to continue to negotiate with legal counsel and staff's input on the items discussed with my motion.
Thank you, Marcus. Is there a second to that motion? This is John. I'll be happy to second it if anyone. If a reservation, I hope there's not. Is there a second coming forward, or should I second it?
I think it's you, John.
I'm happy to second the motion made by Marcus. Any further comments before we poll the board to accept it or reject it? Okay, Beatrix, would you poll the board, please?
Yes. Gabriel Koch?
Aye.
Nájera? Núñez? Núñez?
Looks like we lost him. I'm looking at the screen.
Yeah, he's not here.
He dropped. Yeah.
Pimentel?
Aye.
Creo?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Thank you. Is there anything to come before the board before we adjourn? Hearing none, I declare our meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much, everybody, for taking an off schedule meeting.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good evening.
See you next time. Bye-bye.